Nashville's Democrat mayor orders police to report ICE operations to his Office of New Americans. By Warner Todd Houston on May 12, 2025. Nashville's pro-illegal alien Democrat Mayor Freddie O'Connell signed an executive order that would require the city's police department to inform his Office of New Americans about any planned Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, actions in the city. The radical, left-wing mayor blasted traffic stops by ICE and the Tennessee State Troopers in South Nashville last week that resulted in more than 100 people taken into custody, many on immigration charges. O'Connell called the actions an act of terror and insisted the illegal aliens taken into custody were Nashville's citizens. The mayor amended Executive Order 30, an older order titled Communications Between Federal Immigration Authorities and the Metropolitan Government, to require city fire, police, and any other department ICE has been working with to tell his pro-illegal alien activist department about upcoming ICE actions. The updated EO also requires communication between federal agencies and Metro Non-Emergency Services Department or office to be reported to the mayor's office, according to the Tennessee Star. The mayor acted after news broke that information about last week's massive traffic stop program had not been quickly sent up the chain to the mayor's office. In particular, ICE had requested Nashville Emergency Services to increase patrols 2 days before the traffic stops were initiated and had also asked them to refrain from informing the Nashville Police Department, NPD, about the traffic stops until the morning it began. Pro-migrant groups were furious that the NPD was not informed in a timelier manner because it left the activists no time to initiate countermeasures. The mayor's new order will require all city departments to immediately inform his pro-illegal alien activist department about any and all communications with federal immigration agencies. Just after the traffic stops, O'Connell called ICE terrorists and claimed that illegal aliens are Nashville citizens. The trauma inflicted on families is long-lasting, and I'm doing everything in my power consistent with applicable law to protect anyone who calls Nashville home, O'Connell told the media in the aftermath of the traffic stops. What's clear today is that people who do not share our values of safety and community have the authority to cause deep community harm. Mayor at Freddie O'Connell on it and Highway Patrol plus ICE terrorizing immigrant communities this weekend. State and federal officials coordinated without us. Their approach is not our understanding of what a Nashville for all of us looks like. pic.twitter.com/0kvituupk. The Tennessee Holler, at that and Holler, May 5, 2025. The pro-illegal alien mayor in Nashville is not the only Democrat official who hopes to interfere in ICE actions by using ICE communications with local officials to alert activists. Massachusetts Democrat Governor Maura Healey's administration has set up a hotline for dispatching ICE Watch volunteers to verify rumors/sightings of ICE actions so that activists can then protest and interfere with their duties. The Bay State is a hotbed of ICE opposition. At a Boston pro-illegal rally in April, Dolly DeRocca, Healey's 2024 appointee to the Board of Education, was heard saying that all ICE detentions are an assault on the community, which would include those arrests of child rapists, drug dealers, gang members, and murderers. ICE Hotline, run by Maura Healey's appointee to Board of Education, uses encrypted comms for dispatching ICE Watch volunteers to verify rumors/sightings and when local teams are organized. Provide rapid response verification #mapplypic.twitter.com/d6ctwb98jz. John Fketley, at John Fketley, May 9, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.